Every disciple didn't go an easy road. And even their ends were far worse than what we could ever dream of. We get a glorious funeral, beautiful singing, get a eulogy, a red obituary. Everybody gets to come by and pay their respects equally. Some of these disciples were beheaded, didn't have a graceful funeral, didn't get properly honored. They went out the same way that they walked, in suffering. But you know what they wore when they left in this life unto the life that they went to next? They wear a crown of life for the suffering that they went through. Your greatest opportunities to grow in God are not when you're in the mountain. I don't know who I'm stressing this to. We're looking for growth in the wrong place. I remember when I was growing up that I'd look in the mirror and think, man, I wish I would grow about 5 more inches. All my peers are starting to beat me out on height. Then soon after that, I'd start eating a whole lot. Then my legs would hurt and I couldn't sleep at night because I was going through growing pains. Growth only comes through pain. My cousin Roston, if you see him stand up and walk out of here, he's a pretty stocky fellow. He goes and works out. When you go to work out and you know how you build your muscles, when you're pushing weight that's greater than what you can push, it cuts the muscle. And there's a bit of pain. But when it heals, it's built back stronger than it was before. When you're cut open, when that wound heals, it scars. It is not as likely to be cut again because the skin has grown stronger at the point of its cut. Do we know where we're going with this? If we would heal through God, through the things we suffer through, we won't go around a merry-go-round of the same old thing anymore. But we'll scar up the way that God wants us to. We'll finally heal up and say, devil, you've came at me with this for over 20 years, but I refuse to live in it anymore. I finally scarred from the depression I walked in. And when the devil tried to come back in that same old way, I said, devil, look here at this scar. You might have hurt me a long time ago. You might have almost took my life with your torment. But this scar reminds me that God helped me and brought me out of a low estate. Oh, I've heard my mother say all her life, just give me the low seat. Just let me be somewhere where God is. I don't have to be at the top to be in His presence. Just give me the low seat and let me be in the presence of God. Do we understand now that the first shall be last and the last shall be first? If you find people that are coming up quick and in a hurry, be careful to follow that. If I were you, I would get surrounded with people that suffered a few things and grew up. There's been some Christians I've just had to sever the relationship because they never grew up. They're still back there in that same thing. And you almost in the flesh want to say, when are you going to move on? But you know you can't say that outright. How do we teach people to go through pains? You lead by example. You show that it's not so bad. And you let people that are in places they feel like are good be confounded by you being foolish when it's hard. It was foolish to part the waters in half to lead an entire colony of people through. But yet when they followed the command, was the enemy not swallowed up? It was foolish for a man stricken in old age to build an ark in dry times. Yet when it was built, did he not sustain the flood? It was crazy for a man to walk in this world and say, I am the resurrection. I am the life. I am that I am. But yet through his obedience, do we not have salvation today? I count myself to it's not been apprehended. But this thing I do, I press. I'm on my way. I might just be hobbling. But when I see the light of day, you better get out of my way.
because I'm going to start picking up my step a little bit, and I'm going to get determined to see this thing all the way through. And I might not be running in the beginning, but I'm going to finish this race with patience.
Paul, as he was sitting in his state of house arrest, could see in the distances races that were orchestrated in that time. And he was inspired by what he saw to write the words that we know of that's popular today. I fought a good fight. They used to fight each other with swords. They used to combat each other. And in that time, whoever died lost. And those who lived won. I've ran my race. It don't matter how you start, church. Because we all started a different way. Some of us came in running. Some of us came in hobbling. Some of us were barely able to get one finger up to believe and have hope. But what matters is how you finish this thing. What matters is what you're showing people while you're still here. Paul's last words that he imparted to say, walk this race, run this race, but just keep on going and don't give up. Amen. For your strength is not within you, but by faith. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. By faith, we can see things that we can never in our own eyes. By faith, God can help you. Yeah, he can. David was just a shepherd boy. Yeah. There wasn't any lower of an estate to be in. He was covered in dung. No doubt he reeked when he walked by. He didn't have anything but probably a rag and a rope wrapped around him. But out of all the brothers that Samuel scanned and looked at and tried to find, there was none that compared to the runt of low esteem. That should tell us that God finds favor in those that are going through something. That God finds favor in somebody. That though you might not have too much, if you're willing to accept the challenge, God will let you beat the giant. He'll let you beat the bear. He'll let you beat the lion. He'll let you do it all and walk in deity of Him. He spoke the same words to us in the same thing that was promised unto David. He said, if you can learn to have dominion, have rule over a few things in your life, I will give you dominion over much. You've got to learn to take ownership over something before you can have rule over it. You might as well just own up to it. I talk too much, or I say too many things, or I've talked about people in the past, or I don't come in and do like I should at church, or I've not been faithful like I should have been. We might as well own up to it, because that's the first step of ever changing anything. I'm here tonight to tell you that in my past I've preached it hard, but I didn't follow through with love. And God has taught me through the months and years of my ministry that nothing is effectual without the love of God. And since I've learned from this, I have grown so much, not in the way I preach, but in what I see in others.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
He found me in low estate. What about you? For when God calls, write this down if you need to. When God calls you, He finds you in low places and takes you to a high place that you can hear from Him. Moses was led up unto the burning bush. Elijah called from fire from on high. He didn't try to start a fire down here. He looked for the fire from above. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I look to the hills to which my help comes from. I'm telling you right now, it was on that high hill of Calvary where I found salvation. It was on the hill of Olivet when He ascended up and reminded us that it's only temporary, that things might be under construction, but one day my mansion will be ready for me, and I'm going to go in because I've walked the walk of suffering. Stephen was stoned. And it's one of the few moments you see within a human being that showed the humility of Christ. For out of him came the same words that Jesus spoke. Father, forgive them. No doubt he was suffering. He was being stoned. And there was something that happened. Something took place in that moment. There was somebody that stood up to receive somebody that was willing to do it in true humility. He was found pleasing in his state of suffering. John, when he declared the Messiah, John was more popular than Jesus at first, if in case you didn't know. He was before him. He was the one that was out in the river saying, "Repent." He didn't have a PA. Right. In the river, just down in the wilderness, saying, "Repent." Yeah. Oh, you hypocrites. Yeah. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Some crazy down in the river somewhere. Come on. No PA. No three-piece suit. He just had on a garment. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. A sackcloth to humble him. Yes. And he looked from afar. And he saw the Messiah.
Yes, he did.
Don't you know, by him declaring the Messiah, he faced persecution from then forth. And don't you know, for him to even know the Messiah, he had to be endowed with the Spirit. When he was still in the womb, at the conclusion of Mary's song, you find that within Elizabeth, that child leaped inside the womb. That's sort of one of those whoop moves of God, all of a sudden, you realize that something's different in me. Something's changed in me. Hallelujah. He had to have the Spirit to know the will of God, and he had to know in his heart who the Messiah was by that same anointing. We won't know what we should do without God. So when we're in low places, seek him like one that's looking for the lost treasure. That when they find it, they rejoice. Rejoice, forsaking the 99, that when you find the one, you would rejoice as if you had found them all. Find joy in low estate. That is what God put in my spirit today. If now more than ever I've learned to find joy in low estate. That's what it means. The last shall be first and the first shall be last. Life is full of ups and downs, Megan. We know this. Full of happiness and hurts. Full of life. The birth of young ones. And death. The passing. There's grief and sorrow. And then there's elated, unspeakable joy. No matter where you are in those seasons, God is the same. In Jesus' last moments as man, he called out in weakness, "Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" And when you are in a low place, that's what you're going to say. "Lord, where are you? God, why can't I feel you the way I did when things were good? God, when will I see this come to pass? Man, I feel God. Lord, when shall it come? When will my torment be over?" Then the most unexpected of words came out of him. He had been tempted in the wilderness. He had heard all the enemy's pleas. Nevertheless, somebody say that word with me right now. Nevertheless. That's how we go on. Nevertheless, devil, I'm still going to stand. Nevertheless, Lord, not my will, but yours be done. Nevertheless, I'm here right now. Nevertheless, I'm still standing. Nevertheless, God is lifting me up to a place where I can be anointed with power from on high. As he accepted God's will, he then became equipped to endure the torture which was ahead of him.
Come on, brother.
Without accepting God's will in your life, it will be torture without peace. The Bible said that this kind of person is called a transgressor. And the way of that lifestyle is hard. For to live without the peace of God, you'll sit around and blame God. Say, I can't believe you've let this happen. One of the biggest part of atheist campaigns, if you're not aware of what they're saying, you better be prepared when you face one day. One of the biggest things they argue is, well, why would God ever let little children die? And why would God let us live with amputees in the world? And if everybody was sick, why doesn't God just heal everybody? But what you need to tell them, put this in your arsenal, is that unless you understand the will of God, you will never have peace over things that are never meant to be comprehended by man. For God said that his ways, it is above our train of thought. Because what makes sense to us of what shouldn't have happened goes another route, because God sees the way that it makes sense that you can survive and still be here. You might have lost a lot to get where you are right now, but I'm telling you, if you'll be in the peace of God in His Spirit, you'll know, no matter what, that God, if it took this much to get me to where I can be with you, then I want to go through everything. That you will. Nevertheless, Doris, times get tough. Laborers get few. Nevertheless, praise band doesn't always get here all week long. Don't always have the anointed music that we're used to. Nevertheless, you might have preached all weekend, brother, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Monday night. Nevertheless, Brother Landon, God knows. God knows. You might not have felt good when you got in here tonight. You better get ready to give Him a praise. You might not have felt good when you got in here tonight, but bless God, we've already been through enough. So nevertheless, we're going to give Him praise. Nevertheless, I want to be found that I can be lifted up. I'm going to give you about 60 seconds to do what you need to do. Come on. Don't look at me. Close your eyes and do what you feel led to do right now. Some of you need to be thankful for the things that you have. Some of us need to appreciate the good that God's doing. Father, we thank you for it. God, we thank you that you've not left us behind, that you've not forsaken us, that you've not left us in our time of weakness, that in our weakness, you can be our strength. Come on, put that devil on the run right now. Say, devil, get behind me. Say, devil, get behind me. Somebody say, devil, get behind me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know what you came to do, but I came on business for the King. For He wants us to be ready in and out of season. He wants us to be ready even when we're not prepared, so that we can say, God, nevertheless, not my will, not my suffering, but yours be done. Oh, I feel like I'm on a feather. Woo! If you want doors to open, you've got to tell the enemy, nevertheless, I'm going on. If you want to have that valley praise, you've got to say, nevertheless, Lord. It's like that song, I'll still praise you in the good times. Praise you in the bad. With tear-dimmed eyes, I'll stand up and say, Lord, you know we grow through trials And sometimes they're hard to bear. It says in the song, it don't matter, but I'm going to say, nevertheless, Lord, whatever happens, I'm still going to praise you. I'll still praise you in the good times. Praise you in the bad. With tear-dimmed eyes, I'll stand up and say, Lord, you know we grow through trials, and sometimes they're hard to bear. But it don't matter, Lord. I'll still pray. Sing it with me. In the good times, praise you in the bad. Lord's touching somebody through tear-dimmed eyes. I'll stand up and sing, Lord, you know we grow through trials, and sometimes they're hard to bear. Nevertheless, Lord, what happens, I'll still praise you.